Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday night edition of Daytime After Dark. Tonight we will be having Rebecca Stabs on. Right now she's been playing a great part on Somewhere in Between. But, you know, she has done so much work in daytime, prime time, and she is like the sweetest person ever. And also, if you want to give us a call and talk to Rebecca, the number is 1-347-850-8721. Like I said, tonight should be really, really fun, and I hope had a really great weekend and everything, and, you know, what I love about the weekend. And you can relax. Okay, you guys, one of our favorite people is here on the line with us. Like I said, tonight we will be interviewing the beautiful, sexy, amazing Rebecca Stabs. And you know, she looks like she did 20 years ago, people. So let's bring her on. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you on this glorious summer day?
Oh, my. Well, where are you now? Are you still in Vancouver?
I'm in Vancouver.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Vancouver.
Vancouver, BC or Vancouver?
Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada.
Oh, how is the weather there?
Gorgeous.
Going for you
gorgeous,
guys.
Gorgeous. It's just in the high 70s. It's like the perfect summer because it's warm enough to be warm, but just comfortable that it's not hot. It's just gorgeous. And it's nice up here because it stays light pretty late, you know, so you still have light at 10 o'clock at night. So,
really?
You know, the days
wow.
are longer and it gives you more outdoors time to enjoy the summer.
Well, yeah. I mean, here, you know, it's been getting dark at 8:30, but Seattle's had one of the hottest summers we've had in 6 years, 7 years. So, you know, it's been like 80 every day, and finally we got into the 70s today. And, I mean,
wow.
I don't want to stay there, you know, like that. I mean, I don't mind 100, but yes. But I just wanted to say that, yeah, we love your work on Somewhere in Between. You're doing a really good job of it. And I know fans
well,
want to ask you about
to come. It's, yeah, my stuff's just going to get started next week. It's a really great show, but there's so much going on. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, my storyline is going to start amping up. It gets really good. It just moves. You know, the show moves fast as it is. And it's just going to move faster and faster. It just takes
well,
all the information and just spins it.
Exactly. And for people that haven't watched it yet, because I know people are always waiting for your stuff to happen, but can you give us a little premise of the show and how you got cast for it and everything?
Well, the premise of the show is there's this character named Laura, who, played by Paula Patton, and she plays a TV producer, And her young 9-year-old daughter got kidnapped and they found the body. She couldn't cope with the grief, ends up trying to, you know, walk into the same body of water where her daughter was found, but ends up waking up on the shore, and it's actually 8 days earlier. So the kidnapping and the murder didn't take place. Simultaneously, there's another character played by Devon Sawa, who also kind of has a brush with death and is thrown in the water. So they both come back 8 days earlier and have the opportunity to change fate. And so it's kind of this race against time and the fight against fate, you know, wondering, can you change fate? And so they have 8 days, and so they're kind of reliving these flashes of what they knew had taken place during that time period before it actually came to fruition. So it has that racing against the clock to save this little girl's life, and Devon Sawa, his character, his brother is on death row, and so it's to save his life. And so it's the opportunity to change fate so that these two deaths do not occur. But it's a limited series. There's just 10 episodes. It was a made-for-summer series on ABC. So, you know, there's an end of the story after 10 episodes. My character, right now, just the other night, they aired episode 6. It's on Tuesday nights on ABC. It's on Global TV if you're in Canada. So next week starts episode 7, and my character comes back on. I'm the governor's wife. I'm a victim's rights advocate. So, you know, with
awesome.
The whole thing. Yeah, so that whole story kind of amps up as they're getting closer to this flashback in time, catching up to real time, you know. So it just goes faster and faster and gets more intense as they get closer to real time. And, you know, it's a real suspense thriller. There's just been so many twists and turns, and it gets even wilder that it's geniusly written by Stephen Tolkien. It was based on a Korean TV series, but it's one of those shows where it's very intricate and complex. And so every little thing matters. It comes back. And so it's one of those that you really have to kind of watch and pay attention, because you go, that's going to play later. This is going to be important later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, and it was funny when we were shooting it, because we shot 2 episodes at a time, but even we didn't know. We had no idea what was going on other than exactly what we were shooting, because we only had 2 episodes at a time. So we, even while we were shooting, didn't know how things were going to play out later either. So it was a total mystery to us while we were shooting, because we're like, but what happens? We're like, well, you have to wait until you get the scripts next week. So it's the favorite job, my favorite job I've ever had in my entire career. And I look totally different in it. They wigged me. I had to be brunette for the part, that there's, you know, kind of a whole story that goes along with, you know, the look. And being the governor's wife, there was just kind of a style and appearance that they wanted this character to portray. So I don't look anything like myself. I just have like a short, you know, page boy wig. And, you know, it's really thrilling. If you want to catch up for people who haven't been watching,
mm-hmm.
you can actually go either on abc.com, or if you're in Canada, you can go to global.com, and you can watch, you know, up through episode 6. So you can watch everything that has aired so far so that you're caught up with next week with episode 7. And if you don't want to do either one of those, you can actually watch on iTunes, which is what I'm doing up here, that I watch it on iTunes. And so you can do that as well, and then catch up and get up to speed with episode 6. you know, and the good thing with that too is you can go back and watch earlier episodes. And so with
exactly.
those storylines or situation, yeah, if it's confusing, that's the nice thing about watching it on iTunes is you can go back and watch it again, and or you know, like get a little refresher before every new episode so that you're up to speed with everybody.
Well, and also, yeah, Maggie, the host is in love with the show, loves it, you know, Toby is falling in love with it, and she is even watching it over and over and over again. So, and I think it's cool that, you know, you know, they have some of those like that because, you know, 10 years ago, 15, we were screwed. Maybe that's not a good word. But we were messed up during the summer because there was nothing on TV. It was just
yeah.
like all we wanted, and we were bored out of our minds, or I was. And I just think it's a great concept to have shows that,
yeah,
like,
ABC really liked it, too, because once, you know, we started shooting it, they really jumped on board, and, you know, ABC is really excited about it as well. So even though it was only written, you know, intending to be a summer replacement, who knows? You know, they could bring it back as another series. We're just not sure yet. So I guess it just kind of depends on ratings, but it's such an incredible, it's a really incredible show that it goes
yeah.
so fast. And then once it's over, you don't want it to be done. You're like, no, wait, I want to know what happens. I can't wait till the next episode. So that's, it's fun.
Yeah, and I think, as I interrupt you, but nowadays, people are loving the binge watching more and more. I mean, with
right.
the fall shows, I do that with like 3 or 4 or 5 episodes. I just watch it on the weekend and just bang it out there because, like, waiting 1 week after, you know, I mean, I always, you know, I hate cliffhangers. I really do. I've always been like that. Even with the soaps, you know, I've always been like Friday. I'm like, oh, great. Now we have to wait till Monday. And like last Friday, it was not good for me because, you know, we had to wait till Tuesday because of eclipse. So I was not happy,
right.
but, you know, so for you, I bet it's really nice to be able to do the, you know, little arcs and get your feet wet for a little while and,
yeah.
you know, go do something new, but, you know, do a couple of episodes of something and then you can move on to another project. That's
mm-hmm.
how I would
right.
look at it. You know, and, you know, a lot of people love it. And, oh, and I forgot to say, happy anniversary for you and William.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's great you guys have been together that long. You know, I mean, I think William is adorable. Very handsome.
Oh,
but
thank you, too. I'll tell him that you said that. Thank you. I
well,
think he
yes.
is as well.
Well, tell him I love him, William, tell him that. Cillian, I'm still not happy with, but I love William. So, you know,
yeah.
like, Cillian, I'm mad at, and I will always be mad at him, but he is doing a great job on the, I have to give him that. He is doing a
he
great
is,
job
yeah.
having me not like him. And, you know, like,
you
I
love to hate. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to ask you, I've been, every time I've had you on, I've always been meaning to ask you and never did. Okay, so forget William is on Zeno Hospital. Let's just forget that, you know, the love of your life is on the 8th. If you were to go to Zeno Hospital and play a character, but your character falls in love with one of the hot men of the 8th, besides the Liam's room, who will it be? See, I'm really sneaky with those. Yeah.
Huh. Who were my choices? Who would that be? That's a good question.
I know.
You caught me off guard there. I wasn't ready for that.
Yay, yay. I love cussing.
I know. I'm going to think about that and come back, because I'm gonna leave you answerless for now, because I'm going to have to think about that.
Well, you know, and I hope it was okay. Kristen, I asked because, you know, you told me before that you lost the soul. And so that made me, the last time you said that, and after we got off the interview, I kicked myself for like a couple of days. I'm like, why didn't I just ask Rebecca that? But, you know, I kind of forgave myself. But, yeah, think about it. And so besides somewhere between, are you working on any other projects right now? I mean, that you can talk about, or are you
I'm in the middle of shooting a Hallmark Christmas movie. So this is for the Hallmark Channel. Hold on, I have to sneeze. I have a little bit of
bless
cold here, so I might have
so
a series of sneezes.
Excuse me. Now, yeah, when I do one, I have to do like four of them.
Well, I think I'm done there with just those two. Yeah, I'm working on a Hallmark Christmas movie for the Hallmark Channel, and it's called Coming Home for Christmas. And Danica McKellar plays my daughter, and Lindsay Maxwell plays my other. I've got two daughters, and Danica is just a doll. She's just incredible. And it's my third Hallmark movie, and I'm excited to do a Christmas one. It was my first Hallmark Christmas movie. I wanted to do a Christmas one, so this came through, and we're almost finished shooting. We're almost done. I work on Friday's my last day, so I'll be wrapping out on that. And I don't have an air date yet. I don't know when their Christmas movies start, but, you know, I'll definitely keep you posted. It's going to be it's very magical. It's such a beautiful, like it's very physically beautiful as well. So it'll
I cannot wait. I love Hallmark and the Christmas movie, so I interrupt you. So is it on the regular Hallmark Channel, or is it on
It's Hallmark Channel.
Hallmark Movie Channel, because they have two now? Was confused
yeah,
a
it's
lot
not
of people,
the movie
by the way.
Channel. I think this one is just on the Hallmark Channel.
Okay, because, like,
channel.
You know, it's always been like that, confusing people, because it's like, you know, wait a moment. But how is it? I mean, we will talk about the movie more when you come back and talk about it, but how is it shooting a Christmas movie in the summer when it's in the summer and it's not Christmas?
Well, we're always in opposite seasons. You know, they renamed it Springtime in Vermont. I was here in January shooting a Hallmark film that was originally entitled Springtime in Vermont, but they changed it to Moonlight in Vermont. And, you know, I mean, it was snowing, it was blizzarding, it was freezing, and it was supposed to be springtime. And so, you know, you're freezing to death all dressed for spring. And then Christmas is the opposite, that, you know, we have on sweaters and coats and scarves, and it's, you know, 80 degrees outside and everybody's roasting to death, and we're shooting indoors. So, you know, the only thing that's uncomfortable is just the heat. You know, you're always in the opposite temperature, but it's so funny to walk into the sets and it's, you know, the house all decorated for Christmas and these great big, you know, rooms just decorated to the hilt, that it feels like that you're just instantly there. It just feels appropriate. And so you're in there all day, and then, you know, we have breaks and you step outside and you're like, oh my God, it's like 85 degrees out here and sunny. Because you forget, you're just, as soon as you're inside and the fire's going and, you know, you've got the tree and the decorations and everybody's all got their little Christmas sweaters on, it instantly feels like Christmas. And we have, like, there's a really, you know, big, beautiful scene, you know, kind of towards the end of this film that's just, it's so magical that it really is kind of a treat to have that magical feeling in the middle of summer, that you go, oh, we don't have to wait till Christmas to have it feel you know, so special. So it was, I hope maybe I can, they're shooting a lot of Christmas movies, so I don't know if I'll have the chance to audition for a few more. I hope so. That
well,
you
know, they
know,
do.
It's really nice working for the Hallmark company.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love Hallmark movies, and I also love Lifetime movies, too, because,
yeah,
you know, both of them, you know, both. And but I feel like when the Christmas movies, it's kind of nice because it's Christmas,
yeah,
and, you know, a lot
well,
of people.
Everybody loves them,
you
know, and they're just, it's just, you know, a dose of what everybody needs in their life.
Yeah,
right now.
It's just like
it's
a
amazing
relax.
Whenever I, yeah, whenever I do a Hallmark movie, I mean, there's just so many Hallmark fans that everybody loves it, you know, and it's nice that families can watch together and there's stories that people can relate to and, you know, they have a good message and it's multi-generational and I think that that's just good for everybody. Everybody needs that.
Well, yeah, and right now it just feels like it's a great time. And, you know, just all the Christmas movies are so good. And, you know, because of the part of November and December, some of the primetime shows go off for winter break. So it's great for people around Christmas to, like, watch, get, like, 3 or 4, like, new movies and watch it and love them. And, you know, and, I mean, I'm the biggest fan of youth video. I know that. So no matter what you do, Rebecca, I will watch, even if you had paper bag over your head and you were acting, you know, with just a paper bag in you, kind of like Tom Hanks did in Castaway, you could totally pull that off. I just wanted to tell you that because I think, you know, you're incredible, but I think you could do the whole paper bag thing. But
every actor's dream.
Well, yeah, but okay. So, would you want to go back in daytime? Because, I mean, a lot of people I've talked to when they heard you were coming on, they go, why isn't Rebecca in daytime? We would love to have Rebecca back in daytime because, you know, you were so great in Posadas. You were so great on 90210, the little bits that you were on there. I mean, your character, not you. You
well, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, so.
I would love to. I would definitely go back. Less and less shows, and you know, they just have to have a character and a storyline where they need someone like me. But I would go back in a heartbeat. You know, there's a couple of times that I was considered when they were adding new characters, but you know, for whatever reason, on other shows, they were never series regulars, and you know, they were going another way that I would rather wait and use my opportunity to go back as a series regular character rather than just kind of going on for a, you know, 3 or 7 episode arc. So hopefully something will come up. I would love that.
I mean, you could do any one of them, both well, but I don't want you to do both because it's only a half an hour or so we might see you for 5 minutes that day, so that's out. And we would love to see you on Y&R or days, or even at ZH, you know, as a new mysterious person, you know, a new, you know, because for you to come back and after PC is kind of defunct, but you could play the Baritan character because the fact that the Baritans were one of the major Cole families back in the day, and if they got one of those Cole's families back, that would be, you know, really interesting, I think, to see that, you know, coming up. But we better take calls because I don't want to be, you know, dead, and I will be.
Yeah.
201, you're on there.
Yeah, there's
201.
There's really no character, you know, like Elizabeth Barrington on the show right now. That it would just be a totally different character tight.
Exactly.
You know, since it's kind of established historically. So it'd be fun to go back and do that. Or, you know, even if they have, you know, a new role that comes up. But yeah, I think it's important on those shows to stick with a lot of the, you know, the core families, and since it was a family that was established, I think it would be.
Well, exactly. Yeah, okay, let's try that 201 again. 201, you're on the air.
Rebecca?
Yeah, it's us.
It's Silky.
Oh, who? I'm sorry, I it was kind of cutting out. Who is it?
Oh,
this is Silky from New Jersey.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Same here. My question for you is, of all the film roles and TV roles you have done, which was your most challenging?
I think it's one that I just, Somewhere Between that's on right now. I have some really incredible material that's coming up in the next 4 episodes. So hands down, this is really, you know, the most challenging and therefore my favorite.
Well, I just have to say, from the bottom of my heart, I think you're an incredible actress. I've seen mostly all of your films and TV shows. I love this show, Somewhere Between. Like, I watch it every Tuesday, and I'm really tuned into it. And on top of that, I'm reading that book right now about that soccer player, that movie you did.
Oh, the volleyball, the Live Like.
Yeah, I'm reading the book right now, and I'm really intrigued by it. It's like reading, while I'm reading, it's emotional for me. Like, I almost want to burst into tears.
It's a really good
book.
I cried and cried. Yeah, when I read the book, when I read the script, when we were shooting, when, you know, we met the real life coach and real life Ernie Found, you know, the father.
Mm-hmm.
Still, yeah, so that'll be in theaters next year in 2018. And what an incredible story. I mean, that was just, I was so honored to be part of telling that story, that's going to be a really fabulous film. I'm glad, yeah, you're reading along.
Yeah, I am, definitely. Thank you so much for answering my question, and I hope to eventually meet you someday in the future.
Oh, we will. We will.
All right, take care.
Will. Thanks for calling in. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, yeah, and Geeky, you know, call in whenever you can. We love it when you call in.
Definitely will. Thank you so much, Carly.
Oh, yeah. Have a
good night.
Good night,
Rebecca.
Okay, bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, so then we will go David. Hey, David.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying Somewhere in Between. Now I watch every Tuesday.
Good. We'll keep watching because it gets wilder and crazier.
Yeah, I see. So I'm talking for every Tuesday, ready watching it. So get it. My question, you worked on CSI New York. What was that like to work on that?
Oh, it was good. You know, I did CSI New York, and I did the regular CSI, and I did CSI New York.
Yeah.
So I did 2 of them, actually, and really great. The regular CSI that I did was... Yeah, just another one of my favorite roles. It was such a great character and had all the twists and turns of not really realizing who my character was until like halfway through. It's an episode called Daddy's Little Girl that if anybody who's listening hasn't watched it, if you can look up, CSI. In the episode, it's called Daddy's Little Girl. That's got some twists in it too. But that was one of my favorite shows that I've worked on. That was really great. I hope that reruns forever.
Yeah. It's just, I know you was good, yeah. And tell me what your husband, I'm a big fan of your husband. Tell me something we'd be surprised to know about William that we won't know.
Tell you something that you don't know about him?
We just surprised to know about him.
Oh, he's funny. That's what a lot of people don't know, how funny he is. He's, you know, most people know him as Julian, and he actually had a TV series in Canada called Insecurity. That's a comedy, and he is hilarious. People have no idea how funny he is. He's really good at doing comedy, so I hope he gets cast in the comedy sometime, because he's brilliant, and people, I think it's the last thing that people would expect, because he always seems so intense as Julian. But he's a comedy genius.
Yeah. Well, I've been
saying, we need to get him in a comedy so everybody can see.
Yeah. Also, I think you would be a good hookup for Matt on your hospital, Matt, the priest on your hospital. Because you and Matt on there. You and Matt.
What? Say that again, what?
He does give you an when you met, when you guys were both out. What?
No, the priest who played the priest on the hospital, you'll be get pay you with him.
Who played the priest on what?
The hospital now.
He's talking about Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin. But to tell you a Griffin.
So what about
be a match. Put you with him. He's done by the hospital.
Oh, he's the one that I should be with on the show?
Yeah, the hospital, pay you with him. Griffin.
Oh, he would love to see you guys. Maybe.
Oh,
if
love,
you have
yeah.
A, yeah, go on there. And work
that's
with him.
Idea.
That would be
that's
hot.
Idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would really give. Yes. Okay, David, I'm going to take out the calls, but
David, nice to talk to you again. I'm glad you called in. Thanks, David.
All right. Thanks to you, too, Dave.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Bobby. What's going on?
Nothing much. I was just wondering, and Carly, you can help me out on this, but what's the progress report on William being back on General Hospital? Do you know that, or they just keep you secret on that, Rebecca?
Do I know the plot point? Do I know what's going to happen?
No, the progress report on his contract status.
Oh, he's back.
He
signed a new contract.
Going back on.
Well, it's great to have him back.
Signed...
It's great to have him back on there, Rebecca. I thought for a minute that it was going to end up the same way that we saw Roger Hedo gone through a couple months ago. But I'm glad that they're back on the show. But it would be nice, like Carly said earlier, for you to revive the Elizabeth Barrington role that you had done on Port Charles, because Allison was on there for about like a month on General Hospital a couple years ago. It would be great to just come back here. Maybe shake things up with that Gillette pairing. I don't know if I'd like to see a Elizabeth Alexis cat fight yet or not.
Oh man, that would be fun. Yeah, I think Elizabeth would be. She's such a great character.
Yeah.
There's nobody like her, even anywhere near like her on the show right now. That she could just blow into town and. Shake a lot of people up, I think. It would be, because she's just such a little dynamo that would be fun to insert her and go, uh-oh, now what's going to happen? I think that would be fabulous.
plus, not only that, you would have a reunion with Kelly Monaco because you worked on Port Charles, and that would be a great reunion.
Exactly. Well, and Michael Easton, too. I was married to
him.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was still on there. Maybe he left. I forgot he was still on there.
Yeah, Michael. And who else was on there?
Since the other Rebecca left
Michael
the show.
Michael was.
And Ian.
Well,
but
Goose
Ian,
and
yeah,
Kay.
Ian's gone now, but...
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah. Don't remind me about Ian being gone. I'm still not over that.
Well,
I don't think I will.
I'll turn channels and see him. I love him. He's
great.
Well, he's wonderful.
I love. Yeah. Bobby, did you have any other questions?
Well, I just wanted to say I wish you best of luck. Hopefully during the fall or winter they renew you to come back in the spring. I know with ABC scheduling going on with the Bachelor shows and Dancing with the Stars seasons and American Idol, it's going to be interesting to see when they can probably fit you into the scheduling next
year. Yeah.
Especially considering as long as they don't put you on a Saturday night where it's going to be preoccupied by either college football or the NBA, and then summer game show reruns or whatever. It's going to be interesting to just find an opening. But I wish you good luck with this show, and hopefully the Emmy people next year can just consider a little Emmy buzz if they bring you back and maybe nominate you.
Well, one step at a time. But I like the way you think. Thank you.
Little time, hey, Bobby,
okay.
I will put you on hold.
Thanks, Bobby.
And my favorite person in the whole wide world. And my best friend and everything. Maggie's here. Yay!
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
I am totally absorbed in the between because you were in that one scene and it was stupid. I mean, I rewatched it over again and I said, come on, now Rebecca's going to get a bigger part than this.
Yeah, but you know, it's a big cast and a big story and everybody, you know, you've got to take some time to tell the story. So, no, I'm definitely back. I'm definitely back. So, Just be patient with it, but it gets really good.
Her husband, I'm ready to strangle Tom. the character in it. Well, I think he'll get us someday. They'll get him. But I was just thinking, which I get crazy ideas while you were talking. What about Jerome having another sister?
Oh,
it could be
interesting.
Julian's sister that nobody ever thought about.
Oh, that is a great idea.
Right into the show. You got to write in and tell them, you know, they can. That's the good thing is they can make anything happen, you know.
Oh, sure.
I mean, everybody buys it. It's like, what? Oh, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's magic.
I'm game.
But,
I'm game.
You're
that
game?
That would work. I would sign up for that.
You would. Good. There, see? You could go to work together. You could go in the studio together, right?
Really, it would be nice.
That would be nice.
It would be
well,
nice.
I'm very happy for your anniversary. And I love William,
you.
As you know. You're welcome. But he was something else today. I started to laugh, though, because he got freaked when the Rudge was on the witness stand. And his expressions, the stuff he was doing, I was going, I wonder if he ever did comedy as you're watching it. Because he's always so serious.
I haven't seen the episode yet, so I'll look forward to it now that you said that. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, there's
a
different dimension today. I could see something else today.
I haven't seen the episode either, Rebecca, because I had to go to the dentist today with Maggie. We are testifying that I would rather do anything. I would do rather do brain surgery, anything but going to the dentist. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, one of the appointments that you really don't want to do. And I was brave. And, you know, if I didn't have my iPod on, I think we would be having a very different conversation, but, you know, so I haven't seen it yet, but, like, Maggie and I talk all the time, you know, we love William, but our thing is if he, you know, even tests one little hair on Sunny's cute little head, he's in trouble with us big time. But we both agree that, the William and Mo, when they work together, they are powerful, they are great, They are dynamic to work together, but no matter what we are on. Yeah, no matter what, we have to be on Team Sunny. But William is always kills it, and I never understand why he doesn't get a nomination for the things he has been doing for the last 3-4 years. It's almost like, come on, Emmy people, you know, wake up and, you know, do it, because he's very talented. And if he got nominated, then you could wear a very sexy little dress and you know, hopefully he will win, and then you will be a part of his acceptance speech. So, you know, I just think that, and you can hear my, we said this, he's been overlooked time and time again. It's really, you know, it's not funny. I mean, we both say it all the time to each other. So by now that you're in Vancouver, why is your favorite restaurant, so food you like in Vancouver that, you know, you don't get here in the U.S.? Oh, is it different food that you miss when you're in Vancouver that you cannot get in L.A. or anything?
It's all pretty similar. What's nice up here is their sushi is really good.
Mm.
There's an abundance of sushi, and it's significantly less expensive up here. So we eat a lot of sushi up here that we get spoiled with that. Yes, that's really the main thing, because there's not a huge difference. They're, LA and Vancouver are similar in the way that they're both very health conscious. So there's you know, a vast variety of you know, restaurants and food styles to choose from, and especially, you know, the downtown part of town where, you know, we are here. It's, you know, it's like a little miniature New York that you can walk everywhere.
Oh,
so there's restaurants up one side and down the other.
Oh, really?
You know, there's no lack of selection. I mean, it's really interesting. It's very international. That, you know, if anything's tough, it's just deciding what and where, you know, you're going to eat tonight. And a lot of, you know, it's a lot of fresh, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, a lot of, you know, fresh fish, you know, a lot of fresh seafood. So it's and, you know, and everybody's healthy. So there's a lot of, you know, vegan and vegetarian choices that, you know, you can eat very abundantly. If you are, you know, vegan or vegetarian, that it's easy to do that here as well. So, but I'd say the main thing is we have a lot of sushi up here, because it's just closer at hand.
Guess I'm gathering over here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that is awesome, because I never knew that about Vancouver. You know, I mean, we are 4 hours away from Seattle, and I've never been, and yeah, I want to go one day, but, you know, everyone tells me what a great experience is, it's up there and everything, but I imagine when you're gone then you miss your dogs and every other animal.
Missing the dogs and missing my yard and my garden. And I work outside in my yard a lot at home. That's just really kind of my sanctuary. That's my therapy and my zen time and space. And, I just have clippers in my hand, and I can dink around in the yard for 4 or 5 hours at a time. Just, you know, that's really my little heaven out there. And then, the dogs. So I try to get home every, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. It's a little busier up here in the summer, so it's a little bit of a break. But, you know, the dogs love it when you get back to L.A. And I'm really lucky because, I mean, I love L.A. I'm one of those people. I've always loved Los Angeles. Mm. And I love it up here. And so I'm constantly in a state of happiness where I am. But then I always look forward to where I'm going. So if I'm up here, I'm loving it, and I look forward to L.A., And then when I'm in L.A., I love it in L.A., but I look forward to coming back here. So it's a win-win situation across the board, no doubt about it. I mean, they're both really such great cities.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am with Oregon and Seattle. It's like, you know, when I'm here, I miss Oregon. Oh, gosh, I miss Oregon right now. But, you know, when I'm here, you know, when I'm there, I kind of miss Seattle a little bit, not as much as I do Oregon. And, you know, I get it. But, I mean, for you to grow up in Kansas and Nebraska, what was that like? I mean, especially with Nebraska, for, like, there you had all four seasons, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Boston,
yeah,
growing up. So,
yeah, it was
did you
hot,
miss?
Hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
Well, yeah, do you miss, like, all the first season? Because in LA, you really don't get that.
Four, but, you know, there are subtleties that when you're in L.A. long enough, you know, you get the subtleties of fall and the subtleties of spring. You know, we don't have winter, but you can always go away to winter. You know, winter is 2 hours away, that we can just go up to the mountains. It's really easy that you can have, you know, you can ski in a mountain and swim on a beach in the same day. So, you know, I don't miss day after day of winter at all. You know, and my, you know, I still have family back in Nebraska and Kansas, and, you know, Will has family up in Maine where we go frequently. So, you know, that we can go to those locales when you want a little change of season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with working, I don't know, I just find work is easier when you're in a more temperate climate, that, you know, you just kind of have more energy and there's just more of an ease of, you know, just physical life when you're not battling with the climate as well. So L.A.'s gotten really hot, though. L.A.'s gotten so hot in the summer that I really enjoy being up in Vancouver for the summer because it's still summery, but it's bearable. So, you know, I still kind of have four seasons. But, you know, mine are just longer in between. You know, I have more summer than most people.
Well, yeah, and before we go, let you go, okay, so why now that you're in Vancouver, why is the new refrigerator? Because I don't know. I find that very interesting, and it almost says, what's the new refrigerator? Really? Let people know a little more about you, I think. Again, I stumper people.
And you're still thinking about the character you would be with if it was William and G.H.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to answer that next time. I don't know. You should have everybody else answer, and then we'll have a contest, and we'll weigh all of the answers, and we'll pick which one we think is the best.
Because, you know, but I think what is really cute is William's little bromance off screen with him and Ryan Pavey. you know, all the pictures of all the stuff. I think there's a little bromance going
on
there. You know?
Well, they get along. Yeah. Ryan's such a nice guy. He's a really nice guy.
Well,
you know, I probably hung with him more, you know, than most, just because he's been on the East Coast with us a couple times. So, he's easy to get along with. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's been on the show, and I really thought he was gonna fangirl out because I love him and what he just did on last week's ABC. The ABC thing, Battle of the Notebooks was amazing.
I'm going to have to go back and try to find
it. But I think William could do it. I think
definitely.
It would be amazing to see William do it because Ryan was kicking butt. And it was all about TV cops and everything. So, you know, it was Hollywood, you know, really, awesome.
Yeah, he's a very versatile athlete, but he's a very natural athlete. That kind of stuff just comes easy to him. So I think that it would be interesting to, you know, but I think that it would be a fun challenge and adventure and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun to see him do that.
Oh, and my pick for you on DH before we let you go, I think, well, now that Ned is married, okay, that kind of puts Wally Crute out of the running. But I still think there could have been something now, but we love him and Olivia together. So my pick would be, you know, just for the heck of it, I think I would go with Jason, you know, Billy Miller. Not just because it would be very, very interesting, because then you know that William and you would be in the same orbit. And he will probably, like, look at you, like, and people, you know, it would be a very interesting dynamic. But I cannot put you with Sonny. Now, I thought of that
for a
second.
I was going to say Sonny, but I knew that that would get you all upset.
The thing is, Carson, Laura White, you know, they belong together, but if you, like, kind of drug Sonny one night and do it that way, probably been forgiven, but, you know, I mean, I still think...
Yeah, but you need some drama and conflict to stir it up.
You
do. Like, those two together, you need a little...
Yeah.
A little agitation so that,
right.
You know, it's like it always, you need a triangle.
Yes.
There always has to
true,
be a triangle.
But,
so that's what I would,
yeah,
that's what I would
but
do.
True. But Carson just went
spicy.
Through a 9 months of hell. Just like Zuliak fans has failed, sorry for saying hell, but both of those two couples have been through the ringer in the past year. And it was great conflicts. But let everyone be happy for a little bit. But yes, you could come and do that in like a year or two. That would be okay timing for me. But I just think, you know, no matter what, I don't care what soap, they need to hire you, you know, because, you know, we need you back in daytime, you know, and then you could be having a study loads off for a while, and then you will be home with your dogs and William and your garden mall. So I'm just thinking about getting you stable there. Maggie, do you have any other questions to ask Rebecca before we let her go?
I think she handled it. I'm pretty sure. And hopefully you'll be back and can ask her some more questions.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. That's always a good way
to
sign off is just say till next time.
Perfect. And please message me or Maggie or David when the movie comes out or when we have
almost
a premiere date, and then we just, you know, get you back on, because we are, Maggie and I both love the Hallmark movies, right, Maggie?
Guys, whatever. Yeah.
Yes. So yes, but thank
Blueberry
you so much.
Blueberry really got me.
Yeah, we love you.
Oh, that
was
good. Yeah.
You know, but
perfect.
All of your movies, you've done all amazing in our opinion. So, you know, you could, you know, I mean, I would love to see you on Lifetime movies too. That would be awesome too. Thank you so much. And please give our love to William and the dog and the cast and every other animal that we forgot. But yeah, just have a relaxed night, and we cannot wait to have you back again, and have a great night.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next
time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Okay, good night.
Okay. Bye.
Good night. Next time. Good night.
Okay, I'm bringing the boys on.
Okay, I gotta put you on hold for a minute.
Okay. Hi, boys.
Hey, guys.
El Claudia, Maggie. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Great show.
Again. So how much are you, so how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm blowing out raining.
Yeah, I just want to give you a heads up right now before I forget to tell you at the end of the show, just in case we get cut off or anything like that. But Friday I'm going to be unable to do the show, and I don't know if you'll probably be unable to do the show because the Seahawks game is on at that same time.
Well, you know what? The Seahawks game is on at 5 my
yes.
time.
Yes, and it's
so
on,
I don't know if
on CBS.
Yes, I I know it's on CBS, but you know what? I mean, you know, last week I really did watch the game, and we won. So why now for me? I think they are doing better when I'm not watching them, because I'm a little superstitious about that. And so, Bobby, why are you not calling in?
Oh, I'm actually going to football games in the fall, this fall. Last week I didn't go because the weather was so hot down here. This week it's supposed to be perfect, and this week it's supposed to be perfect. So I'm going to a football game. So I might not be back in time to join you all. Even if it is an hour show, I might not be able to do it.
Well, we will totally understand if you can't, but since we love always having you on the show with us.
Right.
You know, but we understand,
right.
don't we, David?
Yes, we do.
Even though it sucks when you're not on.
That's okay. I understand, too. But I do want to just say, and I just don't know if, well, I know you probably did not see Days yet, Carly, but it was pretty good today.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Very good.
I mean,
I seen the way DH today, but not all of it.
Wasn't Andre and Kate?
Well, I haven't watched it yet, but Bobby has, and well, I haven't. But David, have you?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I'm in Dallas when I'm going. Easy.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to ruin it for anything, but pay close attention to Brian Dettol. Probably the best acting I have seen him do in years, with the fact that he was with his drinking problem that Lucas has.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best acting. And I will tell you, if the Emmy people doesn't look at him next year and just say, we'll just put you on the list for nominations, then they obviously made a big mistake as a result of today's show. I won't ruin it for David or you, Carly, but that's all I got to say.
I agree, Bobby. That's what I was going to say.
He got to put his name in, be nominated. If you don't put his name in, he won't get nominated. So,
and you know what? There's a lot of people that, you know, I feel and Maggie feel like they always screw over. And, you know, also,
I mean,
David, we don't know.
Right. I mean, when we had Julie Evans on a couple of weeks ago, you and I both agreed to her that they just need to put her back on contract, especially with what she's doing now with playing not only Angel Bassani. Now I think the same thing should be stayed true about Brian Dottella, because especially with Sammy coming back, and if that's the only person, and that might be the only person that can help him with his drinking problem, not Chloe, but Sammy.
Well, and I just hope my little Abe was on today. Was Abe on today, Mom?
Nope.
I didn't see him.
No, he wasn't today.
What's your question, Mom?
I'm sorry. Andre and Kate. I thought they were having an open marriage.
They are.
Well, then, what's wrong with her kissing Roman?
Andre
has a jealous bull today.
Well, Andre is the SOB, in my opinion.
It's going to be an interesting double wedding with Sonny and Paul and Abigail and Chad.
Number one, what is so interesting about that? Willie? Okay,
I'm not going to say it, but to have a same-sex wedding remarrying at the same time.
Maggie, help me here. Okay.
I love my Paul.
Sonny and Paul, I love them. Okay, screw Sad and Abby. Screw them. I hate them. There's no substance to them. There's no passion. They are the most boring couple I've ever seen in the past 5 years.
I like them.
You like them?
Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Okay,
I thought that Sad and Abby was the most boring couple I have seen. I thought Lonnie and
David
were the most boring couple I've
ever seen. David, of course you do. You like Julian. So, of course you like Sad and Abby. No, they are boring. Mom, back me up here.
Gabby, I really thought it was going to work between her and Chad. I thought that was spicy.
You know what? The only reason this is happening is Carla Barty is there. Okay, and he's going to take out every couple anyone wants. And I'm sorry, that new Abby came in act. She is so boring. She's untalented.
I think she's getting better. I don't think she's that boring anymore. I think she's getting better.
Really? She's getting better?
Yeah. It's very kind of it took a while to get...
Maggie?
It took a while.
Not the person, the character, I mean.
Well, I don't think... You know what? I was done with Abby. The moment she came back to town and not told her husband and kept that secret, and I don't want to hear it. Oh, she was mentally off and all that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. If someone did that to me, I would never forgive them. I would say, screw you. I don't care if we have a kid together. This is what Call of Duty does. This is what he does. So you guys better pray on your hands and knees that he doesn't destroy Days of Our Life like he destroyed the Almonds in a hospital. If you think he is such a good writer.
Yeah, the One Life to Live also. He also destroyed that for the ABC broadcast version of it.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, let's see. Is One Life to Live on the air today, Bobby?
No.
I was my case.
Because you put Wendy Williams and Kourtney Kardashian in one episode doesn't mean that the ratings go downhill to a point right there. Because that went on to blame Courtney for the cancellation of One Life to Live.
I do. I blame him for a lot what happened in One Life to Live. And if you want to be blind to what Colorado is doing, then fine. But he doesn't write exciting. He doesn't know what he's doing over there. He doesn't know the history of the show. So please, don't try and defend him. He's gone with great people over the days of his life so far.
Right. All right. Well, there's one couple I really don't want together, and that is Tripp and Claire. What I don't think they have no chemistry at all. Tripp is probably going to treat Claire the same way
he
treated Kayla, and the same way that we saw with Chase and Sierra.
Number one, Tripp and Claire cannot be together. They are related.
They're cousins.
Mom?
Yes, they're cousins. They are cousins.
Oh,
exactly.
I forgot about that.
So, no,
I don't want to turn this into another Tammy and Jonathan from Guy in Light situation either.
Oh, my God. You know what? That they didn't grow up together. Tripp and Claire didn't grow up together. It's different when you don't grow up together, in a way.
It's still a no-no.
Why? Okay, and this, I don't know. I mean, I did like Jonathan and Tammy back then. I didn't see what the big deal was. I mean, yes, if they were, you know, at Christmas dinner growing up, then I think I would have, had a problem with it. But now, not so much. But, you know, before we lose my voice, we, don't worry, we will be back on, I think, Friday, depending on the Hawk game. And, depending on the Hawk game. Hey! Okay, Mom. Why are you laughing at me?
Sorry, because I'm the one that sits here, talks on the phone, looks at the ball game on TV. Poor used to say that. You could always tell when I got quiet, it means I was watching all Blackhawks work.
Exactly. So, you know, and you know what? And with football starting, I'm looking forward to it because it will be on Sundays. And,
Yes, it'll be on Sundays.
Yeah, like regular season. So, but, and remember, I hope everyone wore their glasses on Monday, whoever, you know, cared about the,
That's what I want to ask you, Doc, now.
I didn't go out and use. I didn't have the glasses. I told you in my text I didn't have the glasses or the safety equipment for it, so I didn't see the sun.
Out in Dallas.
And it didn't get that dark where I was.
It got dark where I was. It got to where I was. Into a GH. Days got a little bit. Days got up to my knees a little bit.
This was so stupid. Have all the wall TV, and we could have had my general hospital.
Dave got roped up a little bit.
And by the way, I just have a question. I know that on my TV guide, it said that Bone Beautiful was on at 7:30. Was that a repeat from a recent episode or classic?
A new one.
Oh, okay. That
was
the one that they had on.
That was on. A new
okay.
Yes, and Days was on here, only I lost like 15 minutes of it. The majority of the episode played.
DH was a rerun, right?
Yeah, but
DH was a rerun with Sam shooting funny.
Yeah, the only one that wasn't new on.
They ain't show it. Ain't show down here. Show clips.
No?
Monday.
Nope. Ain't show clips.
The only show that was on Monday was, was Bode and Days of Our Life. We didn't get Lionel. General Hospital. So, you know, I'm still mad.
Right.
We got Dave, but probably interrupted.
Because my guy had the Right This Minute and Who Wanted to Be a Millionaire on that Friday, and I didn't know they changed it at the last minute because I didn't see my DVR light up for Monday. So I just didn't know what was going on because my DVR didn't update or anything.
Oh, and also, I hope Monday, Labor Day weekend, growing up, I love Labor Day. Labor Day weekend
Labor Day is the 4th.
The 4th. So if we don't get a new DH because of the eclipse, I'm going to be treating. And so will Maggie about how long this is on every little level.
Right. Well, I know that Days is going to be preempted with golf. The CBS shows should be remain intact. But I'm not too sure about how they're going to do PH yet. I don't know. Maybe we might need to get Nathan in the next few weeks to talk about that or what.
What is going on?
What's going on?
There's going to be golf on NBC. So there'll be no Days.
Wait. How do you know this?
They have had the last few years on NBC during Labor Day. They had golf on Monday. The last few years, could I? But ever since the U.S. Open moved from CBS to ESPN, they ran new episodes of Bold and Beautiful and Y&R at its regular times. So you don't have to worry about that. The only thing I'm worried about right now is if GH is going to be new or it's going to be a classic. And by me, a classic, we mean like a month ago. So technically it's an instant classic like they say on ESPN.
Yes, that's what I was saying. It's all on my ESPN. An instant classic. Oh, I was going to ask Rebecca about the eclipse, if she got to see that in Vancouver. Did they get to see it at all, too, or no?
Oh, yeah, crap. Yeah,
that was my question for her.
You know what? It's like every time we have one of our favorites on, but, you know, when we have our favorites on, we know. We know Rebecca's coming back. She sent me Facebook, you know, thank you, my pleasure, and smiley face and a little yellow thing. So we know she will be back. It's annoying that, you know, we always forget what we want to ask our favorites because, you know, there's so much we love about them and we always forget to ask. But, you know, for all the clip people, really, you spend so much money on it, and we are going to go through it in 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, okay.
I'm actually not going to get thrown off in 7 years from now because they say, like, April in 2024. Well, if I'm still alive by then, Lord willing, I'm going I'm going to
Bobby?
Take the precautions of getting it as a Christmas gift in 2023.
Okay, Bobby, why don't you think you're going to be alive in 7 years?
Well, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. I mean, if I can steal some soap opera terms, you only got one life to live. That's true.
To live, exactly.
And like they say on Days of Our Lives, Days of Our Lives.
No, because, you know, you could die and then they could bring you back from the dead. I just.
Oh yeah, but and I'm sorry that, but I'm not going to be a donor because I'm.
When you said that, no, Bobby, when you said that, you kind of struck a nerve, because you know, my grandma says that all the time, and you know what? I can't deal with that anymore. I mean, I mean, my grandmother. I had a heart attack. Did not tell any of us for 14 hours, okay? And a couple of weeks before that, she said to me, you know, I might not live within this year, but don't tell anyone. Don't tell your mom. And, you know, but not telling us for 14 hours over that one, she still... You know, all the grandkids are still mad at her over that one. And then when my grandfather was alive, he told me, oh, don't worry, I won't be at the two weddings. And my thing, I thought, okay, he's going to act up, do something stupid, and get himself kicked out of the family for a couple of days. That's all I was thinking. And 2 weeks later, he's dead. So don't ever say that to me. I cannot deal with that when someone says that to me because, and when someone asks you to keep that kind of a secret from all family members, people don't do it. Don't do it because my regret, I didn't tell my mom. And if I had Maggie in my life back then, I could have told Maggie. And she could have said to my mom. So, you know, that kind of stuff, David, don't say. We are young. We are young, so don't worry about it right now.
Okay, I won't. But,
okay. So David,
but I
mean Bobby.
Bobby's huh? Not up. She's flustered.
But I just wanted to say, I know that you're going to probably end it in a few minutes, but I'm going to have to get off now, but... Hopefully, if the game gets called because of rain or I get back home early or anything like that, I'll get a chance to call because I got to go way across town for this game this week. I want to having to go near my neighborhood to see it. But I'll just text you and let you know what's going on Friday during the day, Carly.
Oh, yeah, and okay. Remember, David... David, remember, you got to keep your eye. When we find out when our Kendra will be renewed and when it's coming back. Because what happened last week, I'm still not over. It was great. So that's your job. And, yes, that is your job, David. You have job now. Bobby has a job of Facebook and retweeting. And basically, Maggie's job in life is to calm me down every second. So, we have our jobs.
Well,
here,
so,
What?
My Nana's favorite saying, which I still use till today, God willing. Whenever you say, are you going to that wedding? Are you going here? Are you going there? And she'll go, God willing. And God willing.
Well, that's what he said to me. Not what he said to me.
Okay, so God willing.
That was fine.
Okay, too.
In 79,
David, this week or next week, look up when all the primetime shows that all of us watch is coming back. But we can't have that for Labor Day. So about, what's the prime time shows are coming back, what shows on, and all of that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like Chicago Fires.
September.
I know this
y'all
is going to
be. Y'all be back in September, most likely, around 25th.
Oh, well, yeah, but then you can do some research.
I know that This Is Us is coming back September 26th because I'm just binge watching it now to catch up with season one.
Which one?
Adam's show. Adam's show. Adam. Death and Heartbeat show. This is us. Great show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bam. But, I mean, Maggie knows how to all three.
Yeah. And I know that Justin Hartley is busy with the show and him about to get married to Chriselle. And I know that Chriselle's busy getting married to Justin. But as soon as they settle in as husband and wife, it would be a good idea to get both of them on when Justin has time off of This Is Us.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
Well,
I can see them having.
Married already.
I can see them having a baby. You know, they are going to have a son, a cute baby together. And we all know that, what's the man called? Help me, Mom.
Adam?
We all know that Melissa Claire Egan will probably be her maid of honor.
Right.
I would think so, definitely.
Yeah, because,
right.
They're all good buddies.
Doesn't Justin Hartley has a daughter from marriage to Lindsay Hartley?
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean they cannot have one of their own.
No, I know.
And Chriselle, I had said this to her on Twitter when she got engaged that she would make a good mom to her good stepmom.
Well, I like what people in Hollywood say bonus mom. It sounds
mm-hmm.
better than stepmom, in my opinion.
I just thought of that.
Yeah. But,
today on the Entertainment Tonight, if anybody watches it, you're going to find out the salaries that they're receiving. And This Is Us. And they break down their first guests.
And this is number, if you guys.
Well, I haven't watched
see.
It because with all this problems going on here in North Carolina with what happened in Virginia, because last Friday all the soaps around here was preempted to show protests, and last night the same thing. So I didn't watch it tonight.
Well, you know what, Iman? You know what? Arizona people go for it. You know, I'm glad they are protesting down there right now.
And we are sending our news network. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
our news network has said that there was rumors of a Klan rally on Friday, and nothing happened. And you know something? It's trouble when they mentioned the KKK news story and something like that. You know,
trouble. But the thing is, we are still praying for John McCain,
leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Do not go after him one more time. You know what? That person that I won't even name should even be in office by now. And don't kick someone when they are down. And, you know, I pray every night that McCain gets well, because we saw the kind of chances that Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden's son Bo had. What's going on with all that is so sad, and I feel sorry about the mom that lost a daughter. In Solomonville, none of that should have ever happened. So, you know what? And I will say this, and I usually don't politics for now. And forevermore, I will be a Democrat. So I just want to let everyone know that I am it. So, you know, I just thought I would make that funny little announcement. But, yes, and I'm going to go have dinner in a little bit. But, you know, good job, boys. With everything. And just remember.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I enjoyed the interview, and I look forward to maybe tweeting out to Rebecca tomorrow morning when she gets up because of the time difference to tell her it was great to talk to her and stuff like that. And
yeah,
you can send out a message to William.
Bobby, I believe Vancouver and Seattle are the same time zone. So it's only almost 6:30. Yeah.
So, I don't want to tweet Rebecca too early because she might be asleep. I don't want to tweet William too early because he might be either doing a scene or asleep. So I want to wait until he gets to be about 9 o'clock your time.
Okay, and all I got to say is please, everyone, if you didn't see Entertainment Tonight last Friday or whatever, the August 11th episode of ET, go watch it. My husband was on, Christoph. Mm. He broke my heart in a million pieces. Mm. I just have to say, for him and the family, I'm glad they sold out of court.
Right.
But the conversation continues. And, you know, mental health people is not something to be ashamed of or criticized. And please leave Kristen Stone alone, people. You know, she's had a couple of years, and I'm sick of everyone judging it. And I thank God every day that Monique Spinard was one of the first celebrities that came out and was honest about his mental illness. For that's how the conversation got started with a lot of things. I loved when he went to Christoph's defense. I love him even more than I ever will. But you know what? It's something that people cannot help. And, you know, let's just pray for Kristen Stone and glad she's back. By everything
right.
she had to endure the last couple of years, my heart breaks for her, but I'm glad she went out and told everyone.
Right, I read
her
the signs with him,
for being
and I
honest.
Totally agree with what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is. I mean, 30 years ago, people did not want to talk about this. Even 15 years ago, no one wanted to talk about this. So, yes.
Yeah, made it worse.
Monique Spinard deserves a medal for the way he came out with the mental illness. You know, and, you know, people need to remember mental illness, postpartum depression, that you cannot help it, and you cannot pray it away or hope it gets better. You know, there's nothing wrong with it, and I'm so sick of people judging other people over it. You know, so, but we better go, but I just thought I would say that, but you guys have a great night.
You have a great night, too, and I'll
yeah,
talk to you
night,
hopefully
everybody.
Sometime next week. Yep,
good night,
guys.
Okay.
Good night. Have fun at the game.
Good night, guys.
Good night.